Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. The different ways that men and women handle emotions are very different at times, and sometimes a source of frustration for many of us. When talking about an emotional situation with our romantic partner, what we may not always remember is that men and women process and perceive emotions in completely different ways. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, is a marriage and family therapist whose career focuses on helping her clients both understand these differences and come to an agreement on how to move forward in healthy ways. She'll explain the neurological differences between how men and women process emotions and how that affects our emotional intelligence. Dr. Foster is here to give us some practical tips for negotiating the differences, bridging the gaps, and being more at peace with how we process and talk about our emotions. Dr. Foster, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here, Erica. Thank you.
Yes, this is the question of ages, you know, how do we communicate with our partners? And, you know, it's I love that you really speak to how to get there in a healthy way and how to kind of explain that we do speak different languages. So can you tell us a little bit about how you approach this situation with your clients?
Well, you know, the frustration that people experience in romantic relationships can be negotiated. Basically, we have to understand, bottom line, that romance is actually an agreement to meet the needs of someone with different needs. So we have to constantly manage our old brains to be successful in a romance. It is a challenge.
I love that. We
have information now about our brains that really makes sense of everything. You have to picture how old our brains are, and how men and women's brains adapted to different jobs that they had for 99.9% of human development. To digest that powerful idea and apply it to your romance is really the key, because our brain structures are different. So there's three brain differences that affect romance. And like you say, a huge one is emotion. But let me get to these three.
Sure.
And the problem is, Erica, you know, that we tend to say, because he or she isn't like me, he or she doesn't really love me. That's one of the gists of the problem, you know. So you can't do that. You have to accept the differences. So number one is emotion. Men had to toughen themselves emotionally to kill and do battle. They had to suspend empathy to kill Bambi's mother, you know. So we still have 179 remaining hunter-gatherer societies that we can look at. And it's overwhelmingly the guy's job to hunt and make war. Meanwhile, the woman's doing something that's almost opposite. She's giving birth, which hormonally floods her with empathy. And you know, empathy is really the ability to get into someone's shoes. Now lest you think I'm talking about something from a long time ago, today's studies show, hundreds of studies show, that women have more empathy than men. And when you think about it, Mother Nature gave her the ability to read a child before that child could speak. So she tunes into different things. So emotion is one thing that comes out in romance. It's different. Second is language. Men developed as silent stalkers of prey, using language in staccato and factual ways.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't want to scare the animals or the enemies away. So they didn't develop language in the same way women did, where women were, you know, nurturing and teaching kids. You kind of talk all day, you know, and they were cooperating with other women in order to safely gather herbs and healing stuff and foods in dangerous woods. So now, again, if she says he doesn't value dialogue the way I do, so he must not love me, she's making a wrong assumption, and we begin a relationship problem from that misunderstanding. Right. So the second is language. The third is hormones. And by the way, hormones shape our brains, you know, and hormones come out of what jobs we're given. So when male hunters killed or pursued animals, their testosterone rose sharply. Now, that made their sex drives high, and it also made them more self-oriented or self-interested. Now, females were nurturing kids again, so their testosterone remained less developed. Oxytocin rose instead. Now, oxytocin is that hormone that babies need mothers to have because it makes them caring and giving and self-sacrificing. It makes their emotional and relational self bloom. So it was important that her sex drive wasn't too high because she needed to have a high-touch but non-sexual relationship with her kids to stimulate their brain growth. Again,
wow,
if he, though, says she doesn't value sex like I do, she must not love me, he, again, that is a wrong interpretation.
I see now, you know, the basic stemming of where some of these patterns came from. And I know that, I mean, in this day and age when we do have, you know, different ways of obviously communicating, we have social media and we have, you know, I mean, our world has changed dramatically. And I think now more than at any time, especially within like, you know, relationships, it's really probably easy to misunderstand people through texting, through, you know, other ways where we don't need to communicate face to face as much anymore. Do you find that there's some miscommunications that's coming up around those, you know, the way that our world is kind of?
Oh, yes. We all have to be careful with all that brief communication, you know?
Yeah,
but
I'm
women are different in terms of talk, you know, and if I can give it an example, if you take two heterosexual women and they're going to lunch and they know that they want to deepen their friendship, we can pretty much predict how they're going to go about doing that. They're going to share negative emotion. Now, what I mean is they're going to make disclosures.
Right.
They can seek to be very real. So they'll say, you know, gosh, I feel so hurt when blah, blah,
vulnerable.
Blah happened. Or, you know, I feel so cheated at work when da, 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 you know. Now, that works between two women, you know, very well. They know to do that. You know, women have been doing that for eons. But let's take one of those women, and she knows now goes to dinner with her guy. And she wants to deepen the closeness with him, too, and she does it in the way she understands. So she does the same thing. She starts talking about her negative emotion. Now, you know, she's doing what she knows to do to bring closeness, right?
Right.
It doesn't work. Because his mirror neurons, which is a part of the brain, jump up and down and go in search of the fastest way to get her out of distress. Now it's loving on his part. He besides that, the emotion, we'll talk about this later, but emotion can make him a little nervous anyway.
Right.
He has no idea that he's about to shut her down.
She
doesn't want or need to be fixed. It feels like he's pouring cold water over her.
Right.
So she decides, well, okay, you know, that didn't work. She tries now to get him to talk. She pulls it out of him. She tries. The problem is that a man's mind is often neutral, and he likes it that way, and he's there at dinner to rest with her, and so she gets nothing. Erica, this all goes back to new discoveries we know. You know, sophisticated MRIs now show us that by the age of 17, a girl's brain has really transformed. So that the processing of emotion moves up to the cerebral cortex where higher mental functioning takes place. So now she has her thoughts and her emotions are linked in an unusual way. This doesn't exactly happen in men. This is a woman thing. So she can now easily explain, you know, what she feels, why she feels what she feels.
Right. I'm sorry, Dr. Foster, we're going to have to, we'll continue this conversation, but thank you. This is so insightful. You could find Dr. Catherine Foster at CatherineFosterPhD.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us and stay well.